This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, by the grace of a just, merciful
Please
God.
Please stop this. In the name of a just, merciful God.
We are almost at the end of this week. We are going to discuss, yes, we're going to talk about the Jimmy Kimmel thing in kind of a different way, the backlash communists are experiencing in this country and why it's necessary, and also why it's so unbelievably self-inflicted. I'm going to tell you why a lot, not all by any means, but a lot of corporate America is actually relieved at what is happening culturally right now. You know how we always talk about how communists live in a world of make-believe and elite communists create that world? I have a couple of eye-popping polls for you, which of course are going to prove me right. What, Chris? We're going to talk about how communists view themselves as infiltrators and revolutionaries, all that, Mexican Independence Day, and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. And of course, you've heard the news. Everybody's talking about it today, that Jimmy Kimmel got fired. Now, I need to explain something that you may know and may not know first. Before we get into the communist backlash and everything that's happening right now in the country, the FCC, it is an organization with power. I fall under the FCC. Did you know that? I do. So allow me to explain. I know everyone thinks that I'm just an insane person. And I operate without any rules whatsoever. But there actually are rules. I just don't have any desire to break them. For instance, on this show, you know that I'm not allowed to use curse words. Did you know that? If I use curse words, Chris, it's a huge fine, isn't it? It's gigantic. Now, I don't have any desire to do that anyway, because like I said, I always want to do a show you can listen to with your children. So even if the FCC went away tomorrow, I wouldn't. But I'm not allowed to do that. That is something that is on these airwaves, because anyone can tune in, radio. I know a lot of people listen by podcast, but anybody can tune in nationwide. I'm not allowed to do that. You can't do it. It's against the rules, period. End of story. I can't start dropping potty words and F-bombs on here. I can't even allow someone else to say it. That's why there's a delay. If we were a show that took phone calls, and you're well aware that we are not, there's, Chris, how long's the delay? 7 seconds, 10 seconds? Is it longer? 45? 14? Will you talk into the microphone, please? Okay, 40 seconds. There is a 40-second delay. 40-second delay. Why? Why is there a delay? What if I took a phone call or had a guest and somebody dropped an F-bomb and it's happened before? Jewish producer Chris has to beep, drop it. It's against the rules. Okay, so you got that. There's another thing that is against the rules. You cannot do it. I cannot knowingly tell a lie. You know why Donald Trump keeps winning these lawsuits against media organizations? Because communists do what they do, and we'll get into this more, but communists lie all the time, as you know, and not just tiny little shading of the truth. They will tell big, gigantic, easily verifiable lies because that's what their religion believes. They believe they have to do that for the revolution. So they will go on the news and they will say things like, Donald Trump is a convicted rapist. That's not true. And now you're about to be sued out of existence. I can't do that. I'm not allowed to sit here behind the microphone and say, AOC is a convicted bank robber. boom, off the air, undoubtedly fined a great deal, sued. It is again, I can't do it. It's not allowed. You want to know one of the reasons why Jimmy Kimmel's show is pulled off the air? I know he was just doing what communists do. You know, he just believes he has to lie at all times to protect the revolution, but you can't do this.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from.
Now, why would he say something like that? Beyond the fact that he's a communist and he believes he has to lie. Well, he's also part of the communist ecosystem. And communists do things that help them. And oftentimes those same things hurt them. We've had a talk many times before about how communists lock shields when they're in trouble. When the revolution is in trouble, they lock shields. If there's some member on the right, what was his name? George Santos? If there's some member on the right, a member of the House of Representatives, and it's just, there's a chance he might have done something wrong, Republicans will race to show their virtue and kick him out of Congress immediately. Ilhan Omar just had universal Democrat support when they tried to crack down her on the House. There wasn't an inch of daylight between any of them. Why? Communists lock shields to protect the revolution and protect each other. That can be a very good thing for their cause. But as we will discuss extensively during the show, your greatest asset can also be your greatest weakness. It's true for you. It's true for me. It's true for Jewish producer Chris and Corey. It's true for everybody. Your greatest asset can be your greatest weakness. In the wake of that assassination, communists understood exactly what happened. One of their vile little online monster pets went out and finally murdered the fascists that they've been calling us. Years and years and years and years and years of the rhetoric combined with the creation of mass mental illness, especially in young people. Now someone grabbed a rifle and killed one of ours. And the communists, they all knew immediately. From the media people, the Democrats, to the street-level communists, they knew immediately, uh-oh, this is probably going to create some backlash. It's probably not good. Now, here's what's wild. Here's what's wild. If you were just a normal, logical person, not someone on the right or someone on the left, a normal, logical person, let's say you're a logical Democrat, and you wanted to ride out this storm without the revolution being hurt, you wanted to fade the heat. Do you understand how easy this would have been? You don't understand? Universally, across the board, the response should have been from every Democrat member of the media, from your liberal Aunt Peggy on Facebook, from all these fired nurses and teachers and members of the military, from everybody, top to bottom, one statement. This is a terrible tragedy. I am saddened by it. There is no place for violence in politics. Even though I disagreed with Charlie, I am heartbroken that someone was killed. I condemn this act, and I hope the violence stops today. Boop. What was that, Chris? Five sentences? Four or five sentences? Boom. That's your one statement. You don't say anything else. You don't excuse it. You don't say he deserved it. You most definitely don't celebrate it. You don't lie about it. You put out a quick four or five sentence statement. Then you keep your head down and your mouth shut and you ride out the storm. And you know what? The anger at them, it actually would be subsiding by now. Realize that? It would be subsiding. We would still be heartbroken and saddened. But if they had just taken that route, they would have been kind of out or close to out of this bad news cycle for them. But that great asset they have, the locking of the shields to protect the revolution, became their greatest liability. They simply couldn't do it. They couldn't make themselves put out that simple statement. Even if you didn't believe it and you were a Democrat, that was the statement that was going to make the anger at you go away. Instead, your demonic nature just came bursting forward. And video after video, social media post after social media posts. I'm glad he died. Glad it was in front of his kids. I wish he'd been tortured. The lower grade ones were, well, he got what was coming to him. Other ones, well, I mean, he was divisive. That's what he gets for supporting the Second Amendment. Others chose to go the route of flat out lying. Yeah, it was a MAGA guy, a Republican who got him. Their demonic nature could not control itself. And now we are at a point where the Democrat response to the assassination is creating more lasting anger than the assassination itself. All you had to do was put out a simple statement, ride out the storm. But you had to try to guard the revolution. And now things are changing. We will continue on in a moment. And we're going to discuss the people crying for mercy. What if they do it back to us? Before we get to that, I have mercy on you and your pain. I don't want you to live in pain. I don't want you to be in pain. Here's what I want. I want you to trust me, and I want you to try Relief Factor for 3 weeks. It's going to cost you $19.95. That's 3 weeks of Relief Factor. This is drug-free, 100% drug-free. It's a supplement. If your pain is exactly the same in 3 weeks, don't ever call them back. Don't ever order anymore. It doesn't work for you. Let it go. You know, almost 70% of people order more. Stop masking your pain. Stop ignoring it. Attack it with Relief Factor. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. And I can't forget that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours dedicated to you and the questions you email in. They do not have to be political. If they're stupid and light or historical or political, if they're heavy, whatever is fine, they are welcome. Fridays belong to you. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. And I forgot to say in the beginning, we have our crappiest country in the world tournament again tonight. Afghanistan takes on Italy halfway through next hour. But back to what we were discussing here. Communists, their great asset is they're always moving forward, always on offense, always eating, always destroying, always marching for the revolution. But their greatest asset is often their greatest liability as well. They can't control their demonic nature. They go too far, too fast, and they end up getting smashed. They're experiencing this right now with a new mentality on the right. For years, for most of my life, the right has said, stop this cancel culture stuff. We don't want people fired for opinions. Hey, man, you say what you want. And you know what? I agreed with that for the longest time. But obviously, tactics change as times change. As the right was saying, stop this cancel culture stuff. Hey, back off. Hey, let's not do this. Let's not. This is what the communists were saying.
So it was for the journeyman cable news host Tucker Carlson, just fired from his third network. He believed he could say anything. No matter how vile, no matter how disgusting, no matter how offensive, no matter dehumanizing or belittling. And if you act like a sociopath over and over and over and over, you will become unpopular on the national stage. That's just like a basic principle. Over time, probably not going to work out well for you in the long run. Eventually, people will be rightly offended, disgusted by it.
That's weird because this was Chris Hayes. I think this was last night after Jimmy Kimmel got fired.
ABC made.
Oh, by the way, credit to Western Lensman for putting this together.
ABC made the announcement Kimmel would indeed be taken off the air indefinitely. And this is just the latest chapter in Donald Trump's ongoing campaign to crack down on free speech, dominate the media, and essentially render the First Amendment meaningless.
This is from Chuck Schumer back in 2022. Fox News has taken no action to address Tucker Carlson's conduct. They're giving him a free pass to amplify racist lies. the same racist lies that motivated a white supremacist to kill 10 black Americans in Buffalo. It's dangerous and un-American. So allow me to explain to all the communists who are listening who don't understand what happened. You grew up, you were nurtured and trained in a world where the right was completely neutered, where the right believed that if they did right by you, that if they lived and let lived, that you would see their good conduct, you would lay down your swords, and you would back off. That's what the right believed for the longest time. I'll be better. We will show them we shouldn't do this. But when Joe Biden got elected, this really happened, a lot of it under Obama, but Biden was really, really the champion of this. When Joe Biden got elected, you thought you were done. You thought the fight was won. You finally had complete power. You had filled up the FBI, CIA, media, Hollywood, education system. You had done so much. You had infiltrated and you had taken your revolution to heights you never imagined before. And you thought, now that you have it all, now, I can drive it like I stole it. Now, I got Dad's Corvette. I got Dad's keys. I got an open road. And there's nothing stopping me now. It's time to open her up and see what I can do. And so, you sent the FBI after school board moms. You told Facebook to delete people's accounts for questioning the COVID vaccine. Evil after evil after evil after evil. You sicked the FBI on pro-life pastors because you were angry about Roe versus Wade. You operated like the uncontrollable demon you were, and you operated in that way because you thought the shoe was never going to be on the other foot. You have power now. And of course, you're going to have that power forever. So why would we hold back? Now is the time. Let us reward our friends and smash our enemies. We'll send the CIA and FBI combined after the Republican presidential nominee. Shoot, we'll try to kill him, throw him in prison. We'll throw 1,000 January Sixers in prison. We're living high on the hog, baby. We're always going to have power. But you screwed up. And if you're a Democrat, a communist, I'm sorry, and maybe you're looking around and you're lamenting what has happened to you power-wise, culturally, it's really, really important, not that you're capable of this, but it's really important for you to go find a mirror and look in it. You didn't control yourself. You couldn't control yourself. And now here you are getting stamped out. We'll give a little historical perspective on this in a moment. Before we do a historical perspective on this, I want to make sure you remember that we still have violent criminals all over this country, foreign and domestic, violent criminals everywhere. The drug addicts, the mentally ill, which oftentimes go hand in hand, the illegals, they're everywhere. Every day you wake up to a news story, a woman in a public park assaulted. What do you carry on you that will allow you to stop an animal? When I'm in Montana, I carry a shotgun to stop a grizzly bear. What do you do to stop a human animal? Well, Jesse, I can't. I'm in New York City. No. Byrna's compact launchers are legal everywhere. They're not guns. They're non-lethal. They shoot tear gas balls or pepper ball rounds. Security companies carry these. SWAT teams carry these. Byrna will stop. It completely incapacitates someone for up to 40 minutes. You live. 14,000 4.5-star reviews. BYRNA. Don't you dare send your kid back to college, across the country, your mom back home without something that'll stop a bad man. Byrna.com. Byrna.com. By the way, you can try them at Sportsman's Warehouse if you have one near you. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. I'm in a great mood. It's been a heavy week. I'm in just a great mood here on a Thursday. It's so fun watching the communists be smashed by their own rules. And again, this is Jason Crow. He was asked about the Biden administration. This is from today. And social media censoring speech. Remember that the FBI, in fact, Chris, grab that Zuckerberg thing. It's not just that the Biden administration censored speech, right? That almost sounds, it's bad, but it almost sounds sanitized, benign. It's not just that they censored speech. The Biden administration sent the Federal Bureau of Investigation into the office of social media company to tell them censor these people. In fact, we now know, because we have the emails, they gave names. They had a list. Censor this person, hey, this, and this. And you communists thought that was never going to come back your way?
So misinformation, I think, has been a really tricky one, because there are things that are kind of obviously false, right, that are maybe factual, but may not be harmful. So it's like, all right, are you going to censor someone for just being wrong? It's, you know, if there's no kind of harm implication of what they're doing, I think there's a bunch of real kind of issues and challenges there. But then I think that there are other places where it is, you know, just take some of the stuff around COVID earlier on in the pandemic, where, you know, real health implications, but there hadn't been time to fully vet a bunch of the scientific assumptions. And, you know, unfortunately, I think a lot of the kind of establishment on that, you know, kind of waffled on a bunch of facts and, you know, asked for a bunch of things to be censored that in retrospect ended up being, you know, more debatable or true. And that stuff is really tough, right? And really undermines trust.
This is Jason Crow from today.
Yeah, that's simply not true, right? To try to equate making sure we get out good information and appropriate information versus the propaganda and the misinformation and the lies that are being put out by this administration are simply not the same thing.
Of course, you know what he's saying. Well, no, what we want to censor. That's really what the communist says. No, we love censorship. We want to be the only ones doing it. And they thought they would always be the only ones in control of the public discourse. Now, I wanted to address this email because maybe you are one of these people or know some, one of these people who are not comfortable with where we're at. Jesse, how do we handle people who were, quote, on our side, but who have reverted? People who have always been on the left and agree with every one of their positions in principle, but just decided they were going too fast. You see a lot of these people, a lot of people with large platforms are former communists. They have air fingers, quote, converted, came over to our side. I can't believe what the left is. And isn't it weird that those are the people today telling you we shouldn't have anyone fired. This isn't right. We shouldn't be doing this. That be careful. They're going to take power again. Huh. Let me ask you something. Have you considered they never converted at all? Because again, we had this talk once on the show, but let's talk about it again. What is the prevailing attitude of a genuine convert to anything? To anything. Let's make it about Christianity, because that'll be one of the easiest ones to understand. If you have decided that you are going to accept Jesus into your heart and you're going to become a Christian, you've lived your life without that, but then you do it. Let me ask you something. When you walk into church on Sunday, first time, you're a new believer, do you hear the pastor saying something and say to yourself, ha, that's not what Paul said. He didn't mean that. No, that's wrong. No, that guy. And then you go meet the elders after church and they're talking to you and you start arguing with them. What? No, that's not right. That's not that. You're wrong about that. Is that what you do if you're a new convert? Of course not. You're a new convert. So the prevailing characteristic in new converts is humility, always humility. I just got here. I'm happy to be here. I have been wrong in the past for the rest of my life. thank you for welcoming me, teach me. That is the attitude of a genuine new convert. Now, what if instead of being a convert, some of these new converts are instead spies, infiltrators, saboteurs? It's happened many, many times throughout history. You ever heard of the Phoenix program in Vietnam? You want to do a little bit of history with me? We've talked about this before, but there's a specific aspect to all this Phoenix program, NVA, VC stuff that I want to talk to you about really quickly, because it'll help you understand something. The Phoenix program in Vietnam was this. It's famous. It's really a boogeyman out there now, but Central Intelligence Agency ran it. And the idea was this. In South Vietnam, they had communist insurgencies in all the provinces. And it wasn't everybody. There was most definitely a leadership structure, and they were recruiting, and they were carrying out activities in South Vietnam, and we wanted those activities to stop. So the idea was simply this. Find them and kill them, or arrest them. Find them, kill them, or arrest them. We will root out the communist infiltrators who have infiltrated down south. They are here. They are pretending to be South Vietnamese, or maybe they even are South Vietnamese, but in reality, they are working on behalf of the North Vietnamese Communist Revolution. And by the way, it was a very successful program. They went around, killed a bunch of communists and whatnot, but that's not the point of my story. My point of my story is part of this program was they wanted to send infiltrators. It's actually part of the SOG story, too. It gets a little convoluted. They wanted to send infiltrators back up north. They wanted to grab communists, teach them that communism was evil, teach them that we are, in fact, the good guys and the communists are the bad guys, and then send them back up north to infiltrate up there. You go spy for me. Show back up. Hey, I escaped. They got me. But the important part of this is this. They always understood, and the guys who write about it, John Mullins has written about it, a bunch of guys have written about the program and what they did. It was always understood that there are some who will genuinely convert, and there are some who will pretend in order to stab you in the back. They always knew it was the case, and they always knew there were things to watch out for, because maybe that communist didn't convert. Maybe he's just waiting for a chance to turn his AK-47 on me. And so we need to monitor the situation. And by the way, when they could tell guys wouldn't convert, they would do things like taking the firing pin out of their weapons so it wouldn't fire and they'd get in a fight and they'd die. But there were things like that that happened. Be very, very wary of a new convert if they convert and start lecturing you. And isn't it funny? So many of these, quote, new converts, they choose to lecture us when we have the communists on the run. Whoa, 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 hold on. Whoa, let's not be mean. Hey, we don't want to be like them, guys. Hey, I'm on your team now. Remember, I just got here. I'm on your team. Let me tell you how to operate. Be very, very wary of new converts. Doesn't mean you don't welcome them. You welcome them. You love them. The second they start lecturing you, that's not a convert. That's a spy. Remember that. Now, let's do a couple more emails before we get back to this stuff. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to get back to more of this. In fact, I'm going to tell you why the corporate world, parts of it, are thrilled with what is happening now, but we're going to get to that in a few. I want to do some emails first because I'm way behind. We have to clear out space for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, man. Wait. I almost forgot. I never even teased it. Halfway through next hour.
It's the 2025 Crappiest Country in the World competition. Tonight's matchup is between Italy and Afghanistan. Brought to you by Unboiled Water, from swamp to bottle.
Thank you. Big shout out to Unboiled Water. Dear Baby Rush, recently I watched a speech by Rush Limbaugh that Turning Point put out. It had been a long time since I heard his voice. It was so sweet and it was so funny. He did have the best voice, didn't he? It made me think of you and how proud Rush would be of you in your Worst Countries Award. He would love it. In the speech, he told us that we should continually encourage those who are fighting hard for good. So I wanted to thank you for all you do and all you risk for us every day. You especially, through your radio show, help a lot, help us process hard things. You distract us from our sorrow and anger so that we can keep moving forward. You push us to be better. Thanks for showing up today, and give our thanks to your family and to Chris, too. I noticed your hairline matches Rush's. That's not very nice. One. Two. You know, has it occurred to you that you encourage me? This is a two-way street here. I'm happy I can make your day, maybe your life, a little bit better. I miss you when I'm gone. When I'm gone, I can't wait to come back and talk to you about things and talk it out and work it out. And sometimes we argue and sometimes we laugh and sometimes it's a freaking struggle, but I enjoy it. Jesse, I think it'd be very helpful to your listeners to understand how we got here to do a history lesson on Obama. All we did was fill up the government with communists, so on and so forth. Well, okay, so I'll do a very, very brief one here. I'll do a very brief one. First, as I've said many times before, but if you're new to the show, you have missed it. We've had many, many, many Democrat presidents and Republican presidents, obviously, many in our history. This includes Joe Biden, what I'm about to say. But we have never, ever, ever in the history of this country had a president that genuinely hated the country. Now, modern Democrat presidents like Joe Biden, he knew he had to pretend to hate the country because that's his base. They hate the country. He knew he had to speak that language. But it wasn't genuine. Joe Biden didn't even know where he was. He didn't believe that. Barack Obama believed that all the way. But he combined two very, very, very dangerous things. Combined, these things are very dangerous. He combined a genuine hatred for America with a genuine talent for communist organization and activism. Combining talent with that kind of hatred made him a formidable foe. I'm going to play something that you've heard 1,000 times before over the last decade, 15 years probably. You've heard this a lot, but I'm going to play it to you again. Barack Obama's pastor, the man who baptized their children, was a man named Jeremiah Wright. Barack Obama didn't pop into his church every now and then on a Sunday. For 30 years, he sat in the pew. Now, keep in mind, when you hear this guy speak, he's one of many influences around Barack Obama, because he didn't know his dad, who nurtured him, formed his worldview, and raised him. One of his main mentors was Frank Marshall Davis, someone who actually had a communist membership number. Now, picture this. As you hear this pastor speak, picture this mentality walking into the White House and how he would operate.
When it came to treating the citizens of African descent fairly, America failed. She put them in chains. The government put them on slave quarters, put them on auction blocks, put them in cotton fields, put them in inferior schools, and then wants us to sing God Bless America? No, no, no. Not God Bless America. God America that's in the Bible for killing innocent people. God America for treating her citizens as less than human. God America, as long as she tries to act like she is God and she is supreme.
Now, Barack Obama, who he believes all that, He knew he couldn't speak like that on the campaign trail. Again, the talent was there. So Barack Obama, if you ever go back and actually watch his campaign speeches, he campaigned like a complete moderate. Hey, man, I'm one of you. Hey, it's just us, you know? Yes, a little lefty here. But when he finally stepped foot inside the Oval Office, he moved with a purpose. And that purpose was to finally bring the communist infiltration into the highest possible levels. That analogy we've used 100 times about, think about the country like it's a big tall skyscraper with the management on top, down to the lowest of the low on the bottom floor. They didn't have all the top floors yet, but Barack Obama got there and he discarded even traditional Washington bureaucrats. No, not interested in that. And he went into the university system and other places to grab the most committed America-hating communists. And he put them in the FBI and CIA and IRS and everywhere else. And then they spent their time promoting other committed communists and purging out anybody decent. He's the one who filled the top floor up with these savages. And he's the reason. He's the reason why it got as bad as it got under Joe Biden. Joe Biden's administration did the damage. Barack Obama paved the road. That is the history of him. All right. I'm going to tell you why corporate America, who we have pounded on extensively, you and I, is quite happy about something right now. At least a lot of it is. Before we get to that, let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. Let's talk about widows and orphans. Widows and orphans are a bit on our mind now, obviously. And it's very, very sad that it's almost every day in this country more are created. First responders ambushed. Firefighters dying, the Gold Star families. How in the world, as a young family, do you begin to put your life back together when that happens? Well, Tunnel to Towers can't bring them back, but they can help a little. Imagine not having to stress a mortgage payment. That's what Tunnel to Towers does. They find these families and they pay off their mortgage. Does it fix everything? Of course not. Doesn't fix everything. But the financial burden is great on these people. It is a stress that piles on top of all the other stress. It's debilitating. $11 a month is all they've ever asked for from you and me. Sign up to give it automatically. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast.